This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. India and Germany yesterday signed multiple MOUs and agreements ranging from the green hydrogen to innovation and technology to boost bilateral relationship. The MOUs and the agreements are exchanged in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz in New Delhi after the delegation-level talks. India and Germany agreed on the exchange of the mutual protection of classified information. Both the nations also expressed their commitment for the Indo-German Green Hydrogen Roadmap along with innovation and technology. They also signed an agreement for the Mutual Legal Assistance Treaty in criminal matters. India and Germany also signed MOU on cooperation in the field of skill development and vocational education and training. Besides, the two sides also exchanged 3 joint declarations of intent on the fields of employment and labor, research and development in advanced materials and green urban mobility partnership. Highlighting the importance of bilateral cooperation between India and Germany, the Prime Minister said that the innovation and technology roadmap has also been launched. In the joint statement after the 7th India-Germany intergovernment consultations, both leaders reiterated and the need for a comprehensive, just and lasting peace in line with international law. They also noted that the negative impacts of the war in Ukraine with regard to global food and energy security, especially for developing and the least developed countries. The leaders expressed the shared interest in achieving peace and stability in the Middle East. The unequivocally condemned the Hamas terror attacks in the 7th October last year. The leaders expressed concern over the large-scale loss of civilian lives and humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Both leaders underscored the crucial importance of the Comprehensive Free Trade Agreement, Investment Protection Agreement, and an agreement on geographical indications between the European Union and India. They are also called for early conclusion of negotiations. The center has asked state governments to enhance their preparedness in the view of air pollution. Dr. Atul Goyal, Director General of Health Service, has written a letter to the health departments of states and union territories regarding air pollution preparedness. The air quality of Delhi NCR continues to remain in the poor category. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, Delhi's air quality index was recorded at 270 at 4 p.m. Indian and Chinese troops have commenced their disengagement process in Dipsang and Demchok regions of eastern Ladakh after 4.5 years of military standoff along the line of actual control. The disengagement process began on 22nd October with both armies removing temporary tents and dismantling structures in the Dipsang and Demchok areas. According to the army sources, border patrolling will resume by the end of this month, marking a significant step towards restoring the normalcy in the region. Recently, India and China reached the agreement on the patrolling arrangements along the LAC in eastern Ladakh. According to Lieutenant General M.V. Suchendra Kumar, General Officer Commanding-in-Chief of Northern Command, diplomatic and military discussions have facilitated a broad consensus to restore the situation on the ground. According to the plan, by the end of this month, the armies of both countries will start patrolling as they did before April 2020 to avoid future conflicts. The two armies have agreed to communicate in advance when conducting patrols for sensitive zones. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has said that recently improved Bio-E3 policy will be a game changer in the field of biotechnology that will lead bioeconomy to $300 billion by 2030. And that is the end of this news bulletin.